Matilda, holding the hat in one hand and a thin tube of superglue in the other, proceeded to squeeze a line of glue very neatly all around the inside rim of the hat. Then she carefully hooked the hat back onto the peg with the walking stick. She timed this operation very carefully, applying the glue just as her father was getting up from the breakfast table. Mr. Wormwood didn't notice anything when he put the hat on, but when he arrived at the garage, he couldn't get it off. Superglue is very powerful stuff. So powerful, it will take your skin off if you pull too hard. Mr. Wormwood didn't want to be scalped, so he had to keep the hat on his head the whole day long, even when putting sawdust in gearboxes and fiddling the mileages of cars with his electric drill. In an effort to save face, he adopted a casual attitude, hoping that his staff would think that he actually meant to keep his hat on all day long just for the heck of it, like gangsters do in the films. When he got home that evening, he still couldn't get the hat off. "Don't be silly," his wife said. "Come here, I'll take it off for you." She gave the hat a sharp yank. Mr. Wormwood let out a yell that rattled the window panes. "Oh!" he screamed. "Don't do that! Let go! You'll take half the skin off my forehead!" Matilda, nestling in her usual chair, was watching this performance over the rim of her book with some interest.
"What's the matter, Daddy?" she said. "Has your head suddenly swollen or something?"
The father glared at his daughter with deep suspicion, but said nothing. How could he? Mrs. Wormwood said to him,
"It must be superglue. It couldn't be anything else. That'll teach you to go playing around with nasty stuff like that. I expect you were trying to stick another feather in your hat."
"I haven't touched the flaming stuff," Mr. Wormwood shouted.
He turned and looked again at Matilda, who looked back at him with large, innocent brown eyes. Mrs. Wormwood said to him,
"You should read the label on the tube before you start messing with dangerous products. Always follow the instructions on the label."
"What in heaven's name are you talking about, you stupid witch?" Mr. Wormwood shouted, clutching the brim of his hat to stop anyone trying to pull it off again. "Do you think I'm so stupid I'd glue this thing to my head on purpose?"